This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Klayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Hachitim v'Hazunin, Einam Klayim Ze Boze. There is no prohibition of Kelayim against planting wheat together with darnel, which is false wheat, since the species are so similar in appearance. Hasa Oirim v'Shibayla Shual. The same is true of barley with oats. V'Hakusmin v'Hashifayin. The same is true with spelt and rye. Hapul v'Hasapir. The same is true with beans, with black beans. Ha pork don vaha toifach. The same is true as well with pork don peas and with white peas. Upul halavan vashu eis. Same is true as white beans with Welch beans. Einam klayim ze beze. In each of these pairs, one is not klayim with the other. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, Hakishus v'ha melafafayin, Einam Klayim ze boze. Cucumbers are not Klayim with squash. Reb Yehuda Omer Klayim. Reb Yehuda argued that they are Klayim. Chazeres v'chazeres galim, garden lettuce with mountain lettuce. Ulshen v'ulshe sode, garden endives with wild endives. Kreshim u'kreshe sode, garden leeks with wild leeks. Kusbar u'kusbar sode, coriander with wild coriander. Chardol v'chardol mitzri, mustard with Egyptian mustard. Udlas hamitzris v'hor mutza, Egyptian squash with bitter squash. Upul hamitzri v'hechoruv, and Egyptian beans with carob beans. Einam klayim ze boze, these are not klayim with one another. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Halefes v'hanofutz, turnips with nofutz. V'hakruv v'hatrefsar, cabbage with thin stem cabbage. Hatrodim v'halunim, spinach with leonim. Einam klayim ze boze, are not klayim with one another. Hoisif Rabbi Akiva, hashum v'hashumonis. Rabbi Akiva added that garlic with desert garlic. Habotzol v'habetzaltzol, onion with desert onion. V'hatormois v'hapalsaloils, and tormus with platzlos. Einam klayim ze boze, are also not klayim with one another. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Uvo ilon hu agosim v'haku stu meilin, among trees pear with mini pear. V'ha prishim v'ho azud odim, and quince with thorn apple. Einam klayim ze boze, are not klayim with one another. Hatapuach v'hachazrod, however, with apple, with wild apple. Haparsakim v'hashkedin, peach with almond. V'hashizofin v'horimin, or long plums with round plums. Afal pi shedaimin ze lo ze, klayim ze bo ze. Even though they are similar, are still klayim with one another. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Hatznoin v'anofutz. Radish with nofutz. Hachardol v'halafson. Mustard with lafson. Udalas yevonis im hamitzvus v'harmutzo. Greek squash with Egyptian or bitter squash. Afal pisha diamond zelozeh. Klayim ze boze. Even though they are similar in appearance, are still klayim with one another since their tastes are so dissimilar. And that's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Klayim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Hazev vahakelev. Wolves with dogs. Kelev hakufri vashu'ol. Village dogs with foxes. Ho'izim v'atzivoyim. Goats with deer. Ha'ye'elim v'horchelim. And ibex with ooze. Hasus v'hapered. Horses with mules. Hapered v'hachamor. Mules with donkeys. Hachamor v'ha'oroid. Donkeys with wild donkeys. Afal pisha daimen zelozeh, klayim zeh bozeh. Even though they are similar in appearance, they are still klayim with one another. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Ein mevien ilan b'ilan. It is forbidden to graft one kind of tree onto another, yerek b'yerek, as well as one kind of vegetable onto another, velo ilan b'yerek, nor a tree onto a vegetable, velo yerek b'ilan, nor a vegetable onto a tree. Rabbi Yehuda mater yerek b'ilan. Rabbi Yehuda permits grafting a vegetable onto a tree or vice versa, since they cannot combine to produce fruit together. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Einoitin hirokos b'toich sadon shel shikmo. Vegetables may not be planted in the stump of a sycamore tree. Ein markiven pegam agabi kida levana. And pegam may not be grafted onto kida levana. Mipnei shehu yerek be'ilan. Since this is considered grafting vegetables to trees. Einaitin yichur shel te'eno l'toich hachotzev sheyehei mekeiroi. The branch of a fig tree may not be planted into chotzev grass to shade it. Ein toichavin zimoyri shel gefen l'toich ho'avtiach. The branch of a grapevine may not be thrust into a melon shetehe zeirekes meimel l'toicha in order to absorb its moisture. Mipnei shu ilan b'yerek. Since this is considered grafting trees to vegetables. Ein neisten zera delas l'toich hachalomis. A gourd seed may not be planted inside a pepper cabbage. Shetehe mishamartoi. In order to protect it. Mipnei shu yerek b'yerek. Because this is considered grafting vegetables to vegetables. That's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Klayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Hatayman lefes utznoinas tachas hagefen. If lefes and radishes are buried underground for storage, even if they were placed beneath a grapevine, im hayu mixas olav migulin, if some of the leaves remain exposed above the ground, einai chayshes lomisham klayim, there's no prohibition of klayim since he did not mean to plant them, velomisham shvius, There's no prohibition of Shemitah since he did not mean to plant them. V'lo mishum ma'isreis. There's no obligation of tithing them because he did not mean to plant them. V'nitolim b'Shabbos. One may grab them by the leaves and pull them out on Shabbos since they are not considered enrooted. Hazoreach hita usa'ayra ka'achas. If a person planted wheat and barley seeds in one throw, hareza klayim, he is liable for lashes due to klayim, since the Torah prohibition applies only when they are planted in one throw. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Einam Einay Klayim Achei Shtei Chitim Usa Oira. Rabbi Yehuda said that lashes, makas, are given only if you planted two wheat seeds and one barley seed at once, ochita ushtei sa'irim, or one wheat seed and two barleys, ochita usa'ira vikusemes, or one wheat, one barley, and one buckwheat. And that's the end of Mishnah Tes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.